This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The news from the AAC, you'll recall. That last summer, Memphis was flirting with going to join the Pack, right?
I would say more the Pack was flirting with him.
That's fair. And as
but they were a cheap date too.
You know what's going to happen? Memphis, even if they don't go, they're going to get the pot sweetened to stay here. You know what? This is good. This is good because either way, it's win-win, as they say. And one of the things, you know what's going to happen here? They're going to be falling all over themselves to make Memphis happy, to make sure Memphis doesn't leave. And so then when Memphis puts in a bid to get the AAC basketball tournament, and let's be clear, you go to the AAC basketball tournament in Fort Worth, for example, and you look at fan bases from other teams?
Non-existent.
You're looking high and low. I'll tell you that. You're looking
and it's a big arena, so it looks even emptier.
Low. Like, I took a picture of the UAB faithful, and I didn't even have, like, the backup or my screen was, like, one little snapshot of one little section of stands.
Yeah.
That was it. And so, and in fairness, like, the Memphis fans, if it was at FedEx Forum, the Memphis fans wouldn't go to watch, you know, UAB play Rice, right? They wouldn't care about that either. But Memphis fans do turn out for Memphis, and Memphis is good.
Yes.
Consistently. Memphis is consistently good. And so Memphis puts in a bid to host the AAC tournament, and there were others who were in the mix. And, I mean, I think South Florida was in the mix. Who else was in the mix?
Wichita.
Wichita was in the mix. Birmingham was in the mix. And so now let's open the envelope, Jeffrey, and tell me. Now Memphis did bid for men's tournament only.
Right.
Whereas the other cities all bid men and women.
Correct.
So, and this is...
I don't think that's... I would say that is an important factor.
So which years does Memphis have it?
Jeff, they have it none of those years.
Wait, no, which of the... No, the ones when it's here. The ones when it's here. None?
Right. None of those.
Is this year still... Where is it this year?
I think it's back at... So it's Birmingham in 2026, so that will be the next tournament.
Oh, Birmingham's 26?
Correct.
Birmingham is, who's 27?
27 and 28 will be Tampa, but if you're thinking, oh, well, it'll be the Emile or whatever, the arena where the Lightning play. No, it'll be at the Yingling Center, which is South Florida's home arena.
Wow. You got screwed, Memphis. How about that? You stayed... And they're going to be fawning on all over you to make you stay and make you happy. And you know what they do? They jam it wrapped up to Keister with Birmingham getting it in 26 and Tampa in 27 and 28. So there you go. So if we were to read anything into this, Jeffrey, you know, the bids are the bids. We don't know what everything that goes into
right.
The bids. Like there's financial pieces of these bids. The bids are complicated documents and there all sorts of things go into the bids. One of the things that went into the bids, obviously, is the women's tournament.
Yes, I think it's a huge part of it. This was also decided by the AAC athletic directors, not the office itself. So there was a vote. And I think a huge part of that is, hey, we want to be able to.
Yeah, and I'd heard different things.
It's going to be cheaper.
Some people
obviously.
Sort of said, yeah, well, it's going to be hard because it's an NBA arena to get the men's and women's.
Correct.
Other people literally had told me, we don't want the women because it's a financial loser.
I mean,
Maybe someday it won't be, by the way. Maybe someday, hopefully the AAC
sure,
tournament.
Sure, but like, that doesn't.
You can't get people to come to the men's tournament in the AAC.
Unless it's a Tiger game.
And so, no, you're not getting people to go to the women's tournament in the AAC. And it probably is a money loser. And Memphis bid without it. Now, okay, let me ask you this. Let's try to read more into it. Let's pretend.
All right.
Let's pretend we're like so many people out there, conspiracy theorists, right?
Like we have a podcast.
Like we have a podcast. Mm-hmm. Pretend this isn't a respectable radio show on us.
I don't have to work very hard for that.
And it is a podcast where we can just throw out S and hope it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Or just hope it gets us through the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
How about this? They know Memphis is leaving. They know Memphis is leaving. And so they are, not only are they not fawning over Memphis, they're protecting themselves because they know Memphis has got a sweet deal to go to some other conference. And so they're saying, we're not going to give Memphis a tournament because that's going to be embarrassing. You know what we did? We gave it to two schools that we know are going to be here. Whereas Memphis, that place is dreamers, doers, and what's the other one? Dreamers, doers.
Isn't Imagine in there?
No, I don't think it's
three. Innovators?
I think it's 3 D's. Anyway, that's what Memphis is. It's that, and they're going to be somewhere else, and so we're not going to give them anything else.
Dreamers, thinkers, doers.
Thinkers, dreamers, thinkers, and doers.
Yeah. So, love the enthusiasm. I want to be very clear.
Yeah. What do you think? How do you like the podcast so far?
Love the enthusiasm. South Florida is trying harder than anyone to get out, and they've. Given it to South
that's
Florida.
The problem.
Now,
and South Florida has this "we're in Florida" thing
correct.
Going for them.
Now,
South Florida, I think, didn't they also say they're building a?
They're trying to build a football stadium. They're trying to build a football stadium. Now,
trying to? What does trying to mean? Are they not successful? I thought there's been progress towards
every
time
you
a football
every
stadium.
Time you read, it's like they're getting close. They're getting close, but it doesn't seem like everything has been finalized. Now, what you could talk me into is this is decided by the athletic directors, and the athletic directors aren't going to do anything to help Memphis because they're not happy with Memphis.
Because Memphis is always trying to get out?
Correct.
But so, as you point out,
and,
so is South Florida trying to get out.
But I think mainly they're not happy with Memphis because I think there seems to be, you know, Memphis has been very adamant, and I think rightfully so, hey, in this real world, we're going to have to compete with revenue sharing. We're going to have to do all this. Whereas a lot of other teams in the league are like, let's cap this. And Memphis was like, no, like we're going to play like we're a big boy. And
so their ambition is being held against him.
Correct. You could talk me
into
that.
Memphis is very clear. On the point of revenue sharing, Memphis has been very clear. They want there to be a floor because they need everybody to compete to a certain level.
Yep.
They don't need disgraceful programs in the AAC. And that can bother some people.
Yep.
And they don't want there to be a ceiling because they don't want to be at a limit on how much they can spend.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.